The text for our devotion this morning is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. May the words of my mouth, Heavenly Father, and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. During the past couple of years, we've been working on articulating the identity, or I suppose you could call it the niche, of Bethany Lutheran College. From visiting with a variety of people, many constituents, we've identified Bethany's niche as these statements, that Bethany is a center for academic excellence, that Bethany places a priority on personal mentoring of students, that Bethany provides students opportunities to identify and develop their God-given gifts and talents, that Bethany impacts the lives of students through our caring Christian academic community, and quite frankly, last but most importantly, Bethany's niche is to produce compassionate graduates firmly grounded in Christian faith and teaching who reflect Christ's love with integrity, character, and unshakable values. What these identity statements do is to give us a common language that we want to use to describe at Bethany how we want to be perceived and how we want others to perceive us. So when I recently met with a potential donor to Bethany for the very first time, you can imagine my shock when the potential supporter said to me, "So what's the niche of Bethany?" Wow. I quickly rattled off those first four that I just said to you, and then came the fifth. Now, I don't know this person. Do I dare say to this person, without knowing the person's background, that fifth statement? I mean, if you saw yesterday's Mankato Free Press, there was an article in there that said, a report, 26% of Americans don't believe in God, and that there are many more closet atheists out there. I ended up saying something like, "Now you have to understand, Bethany's a Christian college, so at Bethany we aspire to produce graduates who reflect Christ's love in their lives." I inferred that the person understood because he nodded. As I reflect back on that interaction, my takeaway is that going forward, I'm going to be a lot more bold. We need to share with people that Bethany is all about preparing graduates who reflect Christ's love in their lives, because articulating that then gives us the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus' love with someone who may not know that. Look at the words of our text this morning. This is an amazing statement for all of us. As a matter of fact, when I shared this text that this is what I was selecting with Chaplain Mulstead, he said, "Great verse. It's what I want on my tombstone." And he didn't mean his pizza. Think about it. This verse provides the comfort that every Christian needs. But to get the full power of God's love in our lives, you first have to understand the conjunctive adverb that the verse begins. Therefore, if the theme of Romans chapter 8 is God's demonstration of his love for us by showing us a Savior, to grasp the full significance, you first have to understand that Romans chapter 7 shows us our sins. Romans chapter 7 contains the Apostle Paul's description of his own struggle with sin. Paul writes, starting in verse 21, "So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members." Like Luther, like the Apostle Paul, we fall on our knees and humbly acknowledge before God, we're unworthy. Paul concludes near the end of chapter 7, "What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death?" And then a verse later, Paul responds to his very own question. He says, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." C.F.W. Walther explains Paul's words in chapter 7 in this way. What the apostle actually says in this text is that sin shall not be able to dominate Christians. It is absolutely impossible that a person who is in a state of grace should be ruled by sin. Walther goes on to give this illustration. A pilgrim traveling on a lonely road, when attacked by a highwayman, escapes from him at the first opportunity. He does not want to be overcome and slain. Christians are the pilgrims, Walther says, through this world on their way to heaven. The devil, like a highway robber, assaults them, and they go down before him because of their weakness, not because they meant to go down. To a true Christian, this fall is forgiven because he turns to God daily in repentance with tears, or at least heartfelt signs for pardon. So while we live in God's grace, we acknowledge that a just God demands perfection, that we fall short and violate God's law, and that we plead for his mercy. For sinners like us, the name of Jesus Christ is sweet music. On Easter Sunday, the Christian church praised God for the gift of his Son who overcame sin and death and victory over the devil by rising again, proving that because he lives, we too will live forever in heaven. And so the significance of our text, with all that has been said, chapter 8, verse 1, therefore, there is now no condemnation. There is no longer a declaration by a just God that we're doomed to eternal death in hell, because we are covered by the work of Christ Jesus. So now, despite our human condition and daily need for forgiveness, we live in the assurance of God's grace. There is no condemnation because we live by faith in the work of Christ. That's what it means when we say at Bethany, we aspire to produce compassionate graduates who reflect Christ's love in their lives. And now with that assurance, we can say the Christian church does indeed have a niche. Bethany Lutheran College has a niche. The Christian church and all believers on earth have important work to do. We, first of all, rejoice in the fact that we will live forever by faith in Christ and what he's done for us. And secondly, we heed the Great Commission to go and to teach all nations, to teach the Christian church's niche, the gospel message, the one thing needful. So yes, going forward, I'm going to be a lot more bolder. To a fallen world that desperately needs to know the message of sin and forgiveness in Christ, we all need to reflect Christ's love in our lives with integrity, with character, and with unshakable Christian values. Until the end, when Christ returns to take all believers and us to be with him in heaven. May God give each of us the strength and the zeal to do so. Amen.